how's it going? Vic back here, the STGS Fantasy Football Podcast. Just kind of want to get into a few things, stemming off of week one. A lot of stuff happened, you know, that we can't really predict from back in May. So to start, I just want to, you know, go off the Le'Veon Bell news. I wouldn't really, hope for him to come back at this point. I think it's about time to move on, and you can do a lot better, as you saw with James Conner. So production numbers like that in the Pittsburgh offense are not going to be hard to come by if you can get them. I know it's a week into the fantasy football season, so getting him now might not be as easy as he did put up over 30 points in full PPR. I think in half PPR too, at point. But if you are not a Le'Veon Bell owner and the James Conner owner, you could definitely try to flip him for something right now because he's a hot commodity, or hold on to him because you will have an RB1 for the foreseeable future. So that's how I feel in the Le'Veon Bell situation. Other things to get into, some surprises. A few guys that surprised me this week. You know, I probably should have been higher on him in the preseason, but I wasn't. And that's going to be Pat Mahomes, as he really showed out. But I wouldn't expect him really to have four touchdowns. I mean, two of his touchdowns were like, it was like little shovel passes. So I wouldn't really expect it to happen all the time. Maybe like, you know, about 250, 260 yards and two touchdowns is what you can expect from him. So I'd take him with caution, but I definitely was surprised by that as well. And I was also surprised by the Broncos offense. Clicked very well with Case Keenum. Emmanuel Sanders had a really good game. The running backs are getting a little iffy there. Philip Lindsay is going to be a hot waiver target where he was this week. Picked up a lot in not only my league, but a couple of my other friends' leagues as well. But that's going to be interesting going forward. We're going to have to see how it goes. It looked like they went with the hot hand because Royce Freeman really wasn't getting it done. And Philip Lindsay was getting chunky yardages every time he was in. I think every time he was in, he touched the ball. So it was that chunky yardage. And then you had Case Keenum, you know, throw those three picks, a little iffy, but then he got back to it, and the three touchdowns really evened it out without those three picks, and they won a hard-fought game there. Moving around, get to the Giants and the Jags. You know, Leonard Fournette, monitor that issue. Obviously, you're going to want to pick up Yeldon. He played pretty well in Fournette's absence. You know, the offense isn't really that great. It's their defense is going to keep them in games, but guys, I would look to target. I mean, they're going to be there. It's going to be Keelan Cole and D.D. Westbrook. They're going to be sitting there. Even Moncrief, you might as well take a flyer on because they're going to be there. And, you know, you don't really know what's going to go on with Bortles. He could be Hall of Fame looking like he did in London last year, or he could look like Fitzpatrick. He was with the Jets when he threw those six picks against the Chiefs. So you really never know what you're going to get there. So that's a flyer. And again, with Odell and Ramsey, Ramsey's as good as corners can get. Definitely top three in the league. And Odell still had 11 catches for 111 yards. So this is where I go back to my philosophy, where you can get the running backs all you want, but I'm in a PPR league, full point PPR. So you can get a bunch of backs that catch out of the backfield that you don't really need. A Gurley or, I mean, a Lev Bell in this case. Lev Bell really is really killing you. But you don't really need any of those guys. So I usually go elite receiver because I'd rather take one of those three elite receivers. You know they're going to get theirs even if they don't score. Like Julio Jones Thursday night had about 28 points, 170 yards. And then Odell had his 11 for 111, and Antonio Brown had a touchdown. So those three are going to get theirs. Even a Michael Thomas, Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, you know, they'll come around. The Doug Baldwin, they'll get their share too. But you can you can really focus on guys, you know, I'm not big in the running. I'm not a zero RB guy, but I'm not big with the running backs in the, you know, in the first round. They never really pan out, in my opinion. Kind of disappointing. Really wish you want more. Alvin Kamara didn't disappoint you this week, but David Johnson was a huge disappointment. Kareem Hunt, another huge disappointment. So, you know, those first round running backs you really got to be careful with. And especially if you're in a standard league, I can understand why you want to go running back because they just carry more value. But in a PPR, it's a receiver for me all the way. So I want to get into a few more things regarding this week. So this week is going to be interesting to watch. We have a few very, very, very nice fantasy matchups, especially for the Saints. Saints got a really good matchup against Cleveland at home. So Breeze, Kamara, Thomas is dealing with an illness right now, but we shall see what the week holds for him. But I think he should be okay. If he gets on the field tomorrow or Friday, count him in on Sunday. But I am looking at Breeze and Kamara having another huge week. Odell should have a better week this week against Dallas. I don't think Dallas' secondary is too good. Their run defense is phenomenal, so we'll see how, at least last week it was, against a pretty, you know, I'd say pretty decent running football team in the Panthers with Cam Newton and McCaffrey. So, I mean, not really much of a pass. It was pretty easy to game plan against the run. The Giants got that dual threat with Barkley, Beckham, you know, so we'll see. Even Ingram and Shepard played pretty well. So we'll see how that goes Sunday night. But I think Odell should be able to, you know, get his always touchdown. I don't know, but he'll still get his targets. Regardless, he'll be fantastic for you. The Jets, I would look at Jet Miami game could be high scoring. It has been in the past. I know two teams people don't really like to look at, especially for fantasy purposes. You have a guy or two, but other than that, they're not really, you know, relevant for the most part. But Anunua back, you know, he had that neck injury last year. He played pretty well Monday night. Robbie Anderson caught a touchdown. Bilal Powell and Crowell both looked fantastic. The run game was phenomenal for the Jets on Monday night. Then again, the Lions looked like they were still sleeping and still in the preseason. So, you know, anything could change. Kenyon Drake will get a lot of action regardless of what Frank Gore did. I mean, Frank Gore is going to take carries away. There's nothing, no stopping that. But Kenyon Drake is their guy. He'll catch out of the backfield, so PPR easily. I wouldn't worry about Frank Gore too much. But Frank Gore will take carries away. So, I mean, if you're really in that deep of help, you can get a few carries and a few yards out of Frank Gore. I like Julio every week. He's probably my favorite guy. I wasn't able to get him this year, so you know you gotta do with what it is. I really, 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 really like Dalvin Cook this week, especially in FanDuel. I don't know if any of you play FanDuel, but especially in FanDuel, you really got to look at those prices. He's going for $6,500 on FanDuel, which is a bargain for a running back of that caliber, in my opinion. But he needs to get it going. After last week against a pretty subpar 49ers performance overall, you know, Jimmy G kind of had it going towards the end, but overall the 49ers really did not play too well. But this is a game for Dalvin Cook to get that confidence back, get the level up. Green Bay's defense isn't, you know, anything special. They're really not very good, to be honest. They kind of have to outscore people, and that's where Rodgers comes in. But you really got to look at the matchups and hope for the best. So guys, I would really look to pick up this week. Keep an eye on. For the most part, you know, watch the Falcons' two running backs. Devontae Freeman is, you know, this is questionable this week, so that could lead for a good little showcase of Tevin Coleman for his free agency coming up. A lot of people comparing him to, like, the Jerick McKinnon situation this past offseason, so keep an eye on that. A guy you may want to trade for. He's pretty cheap to get, so I'd try looking at that. Keep an eye on the Denver running back situation because Lindsey and Freeman were both getting a lot of activity this past weekend. But it looked like they were going with the hot hand because Lindsey was getting it done. So he's another guy I wouldn't jump too far on, but, you know, pick him up, stash him, see what's up. Maybe run him a little flex play. You never really know with those type of things. Same thing with the Titans. You got Deion Lewis, who looked like from this past week that he is going to be the guy. He is, in my opinion, I drafted him. I drafted him about the 7th, 8th round because, you know, Derrick Henry went in the 4th, 5th round. Derrick Henry is, in my opinion, nowhere near as good as a, especially in PPR, as good as a back. Deion Lewis is. Deion Lewis has that PPR potential, and he really showed it on Sunday in that, like, marathon 7-hour game. But, you know, when the Titans are down, which I think could be more often than not, they're a good team, but they're going to want to throw. And, you know, Derrick Henry has been a guy that has been known to disappoint. And Deion Lewis has always been solid. He carries his risk of injury like any other player. It's nothing different. But he's got the versatility where he can run through the tackles, catch out of the backfield, even line up in the slot sometimes. We saw when he was in New England. So that's something that you should keep an eye out for. But, you know, just keep an eye on those battles. Look for guys to trade, especially if you got that James Conner situation. You know, monitor that. I have James Conner, so I'm trying to play it as best as possible. Trying to get the most rewards. I might have a running back number one, but I might want to trade him. But you never know the whole thing with Lev Bell, even when he comes back, if they're going to play him or not at this point, depending on how James Conner does. So you really got to watch for what you're doing. Again, always focus on the matchups and guys like that. So we'll be uploading every Wednesday night for the most part. So keep an eye out for us next week. Till then, Vic out.